way that schools and districts relate to youth is that oftentimes...
Tanisha Jones with 144th and Vine, a local Newark-based consulting firm, is one of numerous moderators leading one of dozens of 50-minute breakout sessions where attendees brainstorm solutions to the problems they see affecting their communities. In this session, they are discussing how local schools can improve the lives of children who have incarcerated parents, an issue that Jones says is all too common in communities like Newark.
That's one way. And then I'm also seeing, like, children as young as sixth graders, 11-year-olds, 12-year-olds, starting to get involved in street life, gang violence, drugs.
Creative New Jersey, a statewide initiative of the Geraldine R. Dodge Foundation, did not come up with the agenda for the forum. The individuals attending the two-day seminar did. Executive Director Elizabeth Murphy.
There will be new projects that will take hold from this. We know that because we've seen it in Atlantic City and Patterson and Trenton and Asbury Park. So the seeds of some new ideas are being planted today. But we know that existing work that's going on is actually going to get a booster shot because that's what these kinds of conversations do.
Call to collaboration began in 2011 on a statewide level, but the forum is now held annually in cities like Camden and Patterson. Murphy says Newark was chosen this year because it's a pivotal point across so many different sectors and industries.
Well, what we've seen in some other places around the state is that we know people will build some stronger relationships today because it's not a 90-minute meeting, right? People are able to spend some extended time together, and that people will start to realize that their issue is also somebody else's issue. So they will find some new alliances that will happen today. We also hope that people might start to think differently about what the work they've been trying to advance and that they might have some different solutions around that.
The questions are a reflection of the city, addressing everything from how to support adjudicated youth, how to create healthier communities, reduce homelessness, how to train and support local entrepreneurs, and even how to increase voter turnout in local elections. Deborah Smith-Gregory is with the Newark chapter of the NAACP.
It's arts and culture, it's nonprofits, it's civic engagement, it's corporations, philanthropic. I think that by us making sure that we connect one to another, that we tap into each other's humanity and we work together for the greater good of Newark.
Registered groups include Clean Water Action, Girl Scouts Heart of New Jersey, Ironbound Community Corporation, schools, hospitals, and numerous corporations. Will Simpson attended the conference to represent Equal Justice USA, a national organization that works to transform the justice system by providing effective, trauma-informed responses to violence and crime.
This is one of the first times where there's been a genuine acknowledgement of a need to work together. We've talked about working together, doing cross-collaborative kind of conversations before, but we have those conversations and then we go back to our silos and do the work. This is forcing us to have conversations together in one place and start to create action plans and action items for us to actually work on right here and right now.
In addition to the more than 280 adults in attendance, 80 high school students were given the opportunity to participate, including Arts High School Class of 2020 President, David Dowdy.
We are tomorrow and we are still today at the same time. So we should have a hand in the policies that govern us. We should have a say-so in the matter of everything that's going on around us. Even though we may be the youngest, doesn't mean nothing because we are still the most impactful.
16-year-old Elijah Allen attends Lead Charter School in Newark. Allen and his fellow classmates moderated a discussion around raising awareness about gun violence, something he says affects the lives of many of his peers.
The real problem is the fact that gun violence hasn't been seen as a problem. In fact, it has become a norm throughout the younger generation. So the actual problem was raising awareness to the younger generation and telling them that gun violence actually is a problem and shouldn't be a norm in our community.
Mark Gomez-Sanyas is the executive director of programs and instruction at Lead Charter School. He says including students in events like this can be transformative.
I always hope that they realize that they have a voice, that their voice is just as important, if not more important in some instances, to the conversation than that of the adults. Sometimes I think they are used to being spoken to rather than spoken with. And I hope that's what they take back, that they were actually on the stage, on the platform. They were the one speaking, and the adults were actually the ones sitting and listening.
So how does a two-day event like this one measure its success? With a roadmap. Moderators' notes from each session are inputted into a computer system. The notes will be made public to be shared among the attendees to create that roadmap for follow-ups and what many hope will culminate in a plan of action and, ultimately, some viable change. For the WBGO Journal, I'm Alexandra Hill in Newark.